गोविंदो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text 20, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Kritavan kila karamani saharamena keshavaha atimartyani bhagavan vurha kapata manushaha. Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, played like a human being. And so masked, he performed many superhuman acts. Purport. The doctrines of anthropomorphism and zoomorphism are never applicable to Sri Krishna, or the personality of Godhead. The theory that a man becomes God by dint of penance and austerities is very much rampant nowadays, especially in India. Since Lord Rama, Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were detected by the sages and saints to be the personality of Godhead, as indicated in revealed scriptures, many unscrupulous men have created their own incarnations. This process of concocting an incarnation of God has become an ordinary business, especially in Bengal. Any popular personality with a few traits of mystic powers will display some feat of jugglery and easily become an incarnation of Godhead by popular vote. Lord Sri Krishna was not that type of incarnation. He was actually the personality of Godhead from the very beginning of his appearance. He appeared before his so-called mother as four-armed Vishnu. Then, at the request of the mother, he became like a human child and at once left her for another devotee at Gokul, where he was accepted as the son of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mata. Similarly, Sri Baladev, the counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna, was also considered a human child born of another wife of Sri Vasudeva. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that his birth and deeds are transcendental, and that anyone who is so fortunate as to know the transcendental nature of his birth and deeds will at once become liberated and eligible to return to the kingdom of God. So, knowledge of the transcendental nature of the birth and deeds of Lord Sri Krishna is sufficient for liberation. In the Bhagavatam, the transcendental nature of the Lord is described in 9 cantos, and in the 10th canto, his specific pastimes are taken up. All this becomes known as one's reading of the literature, of this literature progresses. It is important to note here, however, that the Lord exhibited his divinity even from the lap of his mother, that his deeds are all superhuman. He lifted Govardhan Hill at the age of 7, and that all these acts definitely prove him to be actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, due to his mystic covering, he was always accepted as an ordinary human child by his so-called father and mother and other relatives. Whenever some Herculean task was performed by him, the father and mother took it otherwise, and they remained satisfied with unflinching filial love for their son. As such, the sages of Naimisharanya describe him as apparently resembling a human being, but actually he is the supreme, almighty personality of Godhead. Yeah, please put off your phones on silent mode or whatever. In this purport, now, in the verse, Krishna is mentioned first, and Balaram is present in a secondary role. which he's quite happy with. He comes to, Balaram comes to serve Krishna, although he is Krishna in another form. These are the transcendental mysteries which can be understood by very fortunate and advanced persons who are very fortunate and advanced in spiritual culture. They can understand all these intricacies of Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. Here in the Bhagavatam it's stated, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangasya Jayate. By scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead, one can be liberated, or one is liberated from material existence. That's also stated, as Srila Prabhupada quotes here in this purport from Bhagavad Gita, the Janma Karma. He doesn't cite the Sanskrit. As a matter of fact, Srila Prabhupada tends, it's in the beginning, in the early part of the Bhagavatam, the first canto, and second canto, it's only later that he, in his purports, you notice that? It's only later in his purports that he starts to quote Sanskrit verses more and more, although he paraphrases them from the very beginning, because of course his purports are all based on Shastra. It's not that he made it all up. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada quotes here, without quoting the Sanskrit, Janma karma cha me devyame vangyo veti tatvataha tyakva dehang punar janma naiti mameti sojana. One who understands the transcendental nature, Krishna says, of my appearance and activities does not take birth again in this material world, but returns to me. So the transcendental nature, the Krishna tattva, Bhagavat tattva, it's not understandable simply by the university, modern university academic approach. It's quite complex and not something that is imaginable simply by some speculation. The atheists, they like to say that, well, God is just a product of the human mind. I believe it was Charles Darwin who brought up, no, Freud, based on Darwin's idea of biological evolution, Sigmund Freud brought up the idea that, well, previously man would go around in clans or tribes, groups, and the father would be the predominant person, and he would keep all the women under his control, and the sons, he would keep them under his control, and the sons, they looked up to him but as being very powerful, but they also, they had to have homage to him. And thus it evolved in the genes. Of course, they didn't have any idea of genes at the time, that of some idea of God, some powerful father figure. Of course, it would appear from this that Freud didn't have any idea of Gaurīya Vaiṣṇava concept of God, as God is being the friend and the lover. He's not just the powerful father who controls everyone and punishes them. So it's a very simplistic idea of God as him who simply controls and punishes. But the Gaurīya Vaiṣṇava and the teachings based on Srimad Bhagavatam is a very sophisticated understanding that God himself expands himself into many forms for various reasons. Ultimately, for his own enjoyment. Eka bahu syam. The one became many. He expands himself into many forms for his own enjoyment. Well, that sounds very selfish, doesn't it? But his enjoyment comes from giving enjoyment to others. And thus he expands into many forms. Ramadi Muratishu Kalani Amena Tishtan Nanavatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayam Samapavat Paramapumanyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Krishna is the original form of the personality of Godhead. He expands himself to many forms, beginning with Rama. Rama him refers to Balaram. And these forms, they manifest themselves in the world. Still, Krishna is the original. This is the purport of this verse from Brahma Sanghita. So Rama is the first expansion. And these various expansions and avatars, they appear in this world to give pleasure to the devotees, particularly paritranaya sadhunam, to uplift the devotees. Devotees, they're very anxious to see the Lord. So he appears in various forms. And he appears in various forms to satisfy the inclinations of various devotees, to perform specific functions. This morning at midday we sang the Dashavatara Stotram, which describes the 10 prominent forms of the Lord. They are Keshava, who has taken various forms. Keshava comes as the fish, the form of a fish, to save the Vedas from the water of devastation. Pralaya payo dijale tatava nasi vedam. He comes as the tortoise to uphold the Mandara mountain, which was sinking in the milk ocean. He comes as Varaha to lift up the earth. So he performs various amazing activities which distinguish him from the other living beings, and they all have their own devotees who are particularly devoted to them. So all the forms, the first form is Balaram. We say the first form, but at the same time we know that these forms are eternal. So it's a manner of speaking to say that Balaram is the first form. He's said to be the first form because from him other forms manifest. But on the other hand, when we say manifest, it gives the idea that there was nothing and there became something. That Eko Bahu Syam from the Upanishads also gives that impression. But it's eternal. There is manifestation, but it's eternal. It means all these other forms, Sankarshan, the first form of Sankarshan, comes from Balaram, and then from Sankarshan come the Chaturvyuha, Vasudeva, another Sankarshan, Padyumna, Aniruddha, and then all the forms, all the different forms manifest. So Balaram is the first, and he is personally present with Krishna, and his activities are all superhuman, atimartya. Beyond, the Sanskrit term is atimartya, which means beyond the platform of death. But guha, he's not seen and not understood. Today we're celebrating the appearance of Lord Balaram. And a handful of people are present here in the city of Vancouver. This is Burnaby, but it's a suburb of Vancouver, is it?
Yes, part of the Greater Vancouver
area. Greater Vancouver area. So what's the population of the Greater Vancouver area? 1 million, 2 million?
3 million.
3 million.
About 3 million.
About 3 million. And here we have about 35 people have come to hear about Lord Balaram. What's the big news in Vancouver nowadays? Rath Yatra coming up. That's the big news. If you see the newspaper or news internet nowadays, what's the big news in Vancouver?
Cost of housing.
The cost of housing. That means it's going up. Right. It's not so much news if it goes down. It doesn't go down, does it? It might hardly goes down. Everything goes up. So that's the big thing. The cost of housing. People are very anxious to get a house to live in and live happily, but they don't know they're going to die. They don't, but they don't know. Paschanapi na paschati. So actually, by far the most important thing that goes on in this area every single day is Mangalarti here at this temple. It's much more important than anything else going on. And then the next important thing in the day is Nrisimha prayers. And the next most important thing that goes on is Tulsi Arati, and so on. But people have no interest in these things because their consciousness is covered. They cannot understand the importance of Krishna and Krishna consciousness. So Krishna and Balaram appear in this world, but they're not seen. They're not understood. They're not appreciated. Srila Prabhupada is the great pure devotee who came to the Western world. I don't think he ever came to Vancouver. Did he come?
He got off the plane, touched the airport tarmac, was garlanded, and got back on the plane.
How was that? Where was he?
He was in transit from San Francisco, I believe, to Montreal.
I see. He went on a flight. Nowadays, there must be so many direct flights, San Francisco to Montreal. So he purified, gave his mercy to this place. But nowadays you couldn't do that. Come in the transit lounge and give a garland with all the security and this and that. It used to be you could walk right up to the plane to receive people. Nowadays it's not allowed. So Srila Prabhupada, he came to the Western world to give knowledge of Krishna. He established so many centers of Radha Krishna all over the world. But in his home, Vrindavan, where's his home? Calcutta? No, he never said Calcutta is his home. Even though he was born there, he was raised there. He lived there for many years of his household life, although many years were also in Allahabad. But he never said, Calcutta is my home. He said, Vrindavan. Vrindavan is my home. And he made there the Krishna Balaram Mandir. On the central altar, he established Krishna and Balaram. And he said that he has established this temple to demonstrate to the world that Gaur Nitai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are non-different from Krishna and Balaram. Rajendra Nandam Jai Shachi Shuta Hoilo She Balarama Hoilo Nitai, as summarized in this song by Narottam Das Thakur. Now we may wonder, well, how on earth are the people, what is this? To demonstrate to the world that Gaur Nitai, who's interested in Gaur Nitai or Krishna Balaram? They don't even, if you go to the average person in Vancouver, for instance, and say to them, do you know that Gaur Nitai are non-different from Krishna Balaram? They won't have a clue what you're talking about. But that is the job that Srila Prabhupada left to his disciples, to bring knowledge of Krishna to every home. So that instead of people talking about who is the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, I believe his name is. See, I also read the newspaper. Is he a relative, son or something of there? Was a Pierre Trudeau.
His son.
This is his son. So instead of talking about who is or who should be or what's he doing, people will be discussing how Gaur Nitai are non-different from, and we'd better book our tickets well in advance to get in for darshan at the Balaram appearance day because there'll be thousands and thousands of people going there. That should be the discussion. How is that going to be possible that the people of the world will take such an interest? Well, we have to do it. We are so fortunate we've been given this process of Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Gaur Nitai, Krishna Balaram, as received through Srila Prabhupada. How are we going to do that? How can we possibly give knowledge of Krishna consciousness to the people who are not interested? Well, Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world, no one was interested. They weren't interested, they had no knowledge of this, but Srila Prabhupada aggressively, he said, I came as an aggressor. Of course, when he first came, it wasn't that he started yelling at people or any such thing. Srila Prabhupada really personified the proverb of coming in like a needle and out like a plow. He came as a lone sadhu with no friends, no support, started off in a very humble way, appeared to be dependent upon the band of sympathizers, not really followers, who first set him up at 26 Second Avenue. But within a few years, he was riding triumphantly in the Jagannath Subhadra Balaram Rath Yatra in New York City. So he demonstrated tremendous spiritual strength, which is required to overcome the forces of Maya. Why do people not recognize Krishna? Here in this verse, Krishna is not recognized. He's covered. What is that cover? Nahang prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrita. What is the next line? Then, if we turn it on again, what happens?
If they turn it down, it should be okay. It's on.
Mudho mao na bijana ti loko mama jamavya. What is it? Is that right? Mm. So Krishna says, I am not manifested to the foolish and unintelligent, even though I am the supreme. I am the unborn, eternal. Foolish people cannot recognize me. Again in Gita, Krishna says, Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya duratya mameva ye prapadyante maya meva tam taran etam tarantite. Divine energy of mine, this mundane energy of mine is very powerful. But those who surrender to me can cross beyond it. So Maya is very powerful. Where in this material world, everyone is bewildered by these three modes of material nature. But if one surrenders to Krishna, if one gets strength from Krishna, we can cross over Maya. The jiva is by nature weak. Krishna's external energy overpowers him. But if we take shelter of the master of Maya, then we can cross beyond this Maya. So how can we spread this Krishna consciousness? That requires strength, spiritual strength. Kali yuga yuga dharma nama kali kali yuga dharma nama sankirtan Krishna shakti bina nahe ta pravartan. In this age of Kali, the religious process for the age is the congregational chanting of the holy names, or congregational glorification of Krishna. Therefore, sankirtan, which is traditionally understood to mean congregational chanting of the holy names, Srila Prabhupada also applied that to the distribution of these books, which glorify Krishna. So he also called that sankirtan. So the religious process for this age is group glorification of Krishna, but it is not possible to establish that without getting power from Krishna. Now, you may think, well, why am I talking all this? Supposed to be talking about Balaram. We get power from Krishna, especially by the intercession of Balaram. We get strength from Balaram. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, replete with all potencies, among which one is strength. But he manifests those potencies variously in various forms of his. And particularly, we take strength from Balaram, whose very name means, Bala means strength. So Bala particularly manifests strength. Krishna is the strongest, but the strength, spiritual strength, he manifests through Balaram. Who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? That question was brought to Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan. And then Srila Prabhupada said, some devotees, they thought, well, Balaram is stronger, and some thought Krishna is stronger. And Srila Prabhupada had, he himself had, there's no deity of Krishna Balaram like that of Krishna Balaram at ISKCON Vrindavan. Prior to this, now there are various deities like this, devotees have established in various places. But this was Srila Prabhupada's own transcendental vision by which he established Krishna and Balaram, with Krishna leaning on Balaram in a very friendly and intimate pose. So Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna is the strongest, and the evidence is, we have to give some evidence, that Balaram is leaning on Krishna. So that means Krishna is the strongest, because Balaram is taking strength from Krishna. Anyway, they're non-different, but we get strength from Krishna and Balaram. Achyuta Bala, they're described in the 7th canto of Bhagavatam. And in that purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada in some detail describes how we have to take strength. We take the sword of knowledge from Achyuta. Achyuta is the first name of Krishna given in Bhagavad Gita, in the first chapter. Sena yor ubhayo madhye ratam sthapya me chuta. Arjuna orders Krishna that you take our chariot between the two armies, or my chariot, he says, my chariot. Achyuta, he addresses. So we take the sword of knowledge from Achyuta, which means who never falls, whose knowledge is infallible. And we take strength from Balaram. So Srila Prabhupada established in the Krishna Balaram temple, which is the very, we could say in many ways, is the very heart of ISKCON. It's Srila Prabhupada's home. Krishna and Balaram are in his heart. He manifested them from his heart. That is the process of installing deities. Just like, as described in the Bhagavatam, Vasudev manifested from his heart, Vasudeva, because Vasudev is a pure devotee of Krishna, so Krishna was always in his heart, and he manifested Krishna from his heart to Devaki. So Krishna was born from Devaki, but from the consciousness of Vasudev. Satvang Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam, that pure existence, who is Krishna, manifests from Vasudev, or that is known as Vasudev. So Krishna, pure consciousness, the pure consciousness of Krishna, Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada's Krishna consciousness, of always seeing Krishna at every moment, he manifested those deities. Yeah, the process of installation is that the acharya will manifest from his heart, calling Krishna from his heart. You please be present as the deity. So Srila Prabhupada manifested Krishna and Balaram, and Srila Prabhupada also performed, as described in this verse, many superhuman acts of spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. With great strength, he went out from Vrindavan, taking Vrindavan with him. He appeared to be a frail, solitary sadhu, but he brought with him great strength, the strength of the order of the parampara to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So this Krishna and Balaram are very happily residing in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada's home, and giving strength to the whole movement all over the world. Personally, whenever I go to Vrindavan, I pray to Balaram, please give me, standing before Krishna and Balaram in Srila Prabhupada's Krishna Balaram Mandir, I pray to Balaram, please give me strength, because in this world we are very, very weak, and Maya is very, very strong. And we are mandated to not only come out of Maya ourselves, but to spread this Krishna consciousness very strongly all over the world. It's not possible by any material means. It's not possible simply by making friends with others. It's possible to push back the mighty tide of Maya by spiritual strength. And on Balaram's appearance day especially, we can pray to Lord Balaram for the spiritual strength to ourselves come out of this Maya and to be an instrument in Srila Prabhupada's plan, which is Gaurnitai's plan, which is Krishna Balaram's plan, to inundate the world with Krishna consciousness. So that will require great strength. While Srila Prabhupada was personally present here, there was a feeling among his disciples of the great power of the Krishna consciousness movement, how it had risen up and very powerfully. Devotees were empowered to distribute so many books. Srila Prabhupada pushed on this movement like a military general. He gave these military analogies. He said that, for instance, in one letter, he said that our temples are not meant to be places where devotees simply live and eat and sleep, but they are meant to be bases from which devotees go out to fight with Maya. And he said that to fight with Maya means to drop millions of bombs, books, just like bombs, in the laps of the conditioned souls. Srila Prabhupada personally had experience of bombing. He lived in Calcutta during the 1942, I believe it was, the bombing of Calcutta by the Japanese. So he knew what it was like to be bombed. It must be frightening unless you are actually Abhay Charan. He's fearless. Abhay Charan Aravan was his initiated name. He was fearless at the lotus feet of Krishna. But the bombs would drop and the sound, like a whistling sound. And you can't be quite sure where it's going to drop. It might drop right on your head. When you see from a height, you can't be sure. And it's a very frightening experience. And the people will be killed. So Srila Prabhupada had experience of that. So he said that this book distribution, it should be like dropping raining bombs. If you see, you can see video footage of bombing in the old system. Now, I don't think bombs are used anymore, because bombs are... Now they use drones, and it's all computer-guided. So you can find out the target that you want. Although somehow, mysteriously, they keep on accidentally hitting hospitals somehow, even though everything's computer guided. But the bombs, it's more like something like a shotgun. It's, if you drop enough, you should hit your target, and you hit other things also. So it's frightening, but it's effective. So Srila Prabhupada compared this book distribution to bombing. Just blanket, if you blanket bomb a city, then the whole place just gets razed to the ground or burned up. So that was Srila Prabhupada's plan. Distribute so many books that people can't avoid it. And our devotees, they're always going out on Harinam Sankirtan and so many programs. Science Wing, Bhaktivedanta Institute. In this way, devotees were constantly in the public attention, and people used to think there must be thousands and thousands of devotees, because they'd fly from one city to another. In one airport, they'd get approached to purchase a book, then land at another airport and also get approached to purchase a book. They'd go on the street and they'd be approached to purchase a book. On the street, they'd see devotees chanting, and people thought there's so many. There's everywhere there are Hare Krishna devotees. There weren't that many, actually, but they were so active and so empowered with spiritual strength that they were able to distribute literally thousands and thousands of books in which people had no interest. If you tell them, here is a book written in Sanskrit with translation, you see, with the original Sanskrit and the Sanskrit, people are not interested. They might be interested if you tell them it's the Kama Sutras, but if you tell them that it's a book which tells you how to give up, that you, not only how to give up, that you must give up meat-eating, gambling, intoxication, and illicit sex, and surrender your life to Krishna. Krishna, they don't know about Krishna, they don't want to know about Krishna. How is it possible to sell books on this topic? And not only small books, but big books. It's all possible by spiritual strength. This movement can overcome the demoniac society in which we are living by spiritual strength. By spiritual strength means to open people's eyes and show them that the way they may think they're very pleasant. I believe Canadians pride themselves on being pleasant people. Is it as compared to Americans? You're supposed to be of better moral character, something like that. Is it like that? Canadians have some pride like that, that we're better than Americans. So yeah, you're better, and maybe in some ways you're more polite as you go on with your eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and gross sense animal slaughter, and various other sinful activities. So it may be a little more polite as you eat roast steak or something like this. But it's grossly sinful activities, and people don't know. Lokasya janato, that verse is there. Anartho pashamang sakshat, bhakti yoga madho kshaje. Lokasya janato vidvans chakre satlata sankhitam. People don't know that they can be relieved from all these unwanted activities which bind them in material life. They don't even know that they're bound in material life. They have no idea. What to speak, that they can be relieved of it by this, by the linking process of bhakti yoga to Krishna. Therefore, the highly learned sage Vyasadeva has compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam in relation to the absolute truth. So people are such a long way away from anything resembling Krishna consciousness, and we have to give them Krishna consciousness. This movement is meant for saving the civilization, human society, in its darkest hour. It's a great task. It is possible by spiritual strength and aggressive preaching. Srila Prabhupada, he said that aggressive preaching. Aggressive preaching doesn't mean that you go and beat people up. You're Canadians, after all. But that we vigorously propagate Krishna consciousness. That requires a lot of strength. Because as we propagate Krishna consciousness, people start to say, well, we're quite happy eating meat and taking intoxication, having illicit sex, and we don't want this Krishna consciousness. And we say, then the spiritual strength means to come back and say, but you need it. So that strength, it requires strength to challenge the demoniac society. Oneself, one has to be convinced that Krishna consciousness, specifically Krishna consciousness, is required. Mundane religiosity won't help. Simply being polite won't help. Simply making friends with people won't help. There are so many bogus gurus out there smiling at people, being nice, but that doesn't help people. That doesn't help people to come out of the illusion that of thinking that they are the body, of the illusion of not knowing their relationship with Krishna, of the illusion of considering sinful life to be normal and acceptable. Some force is required. That force comes from Balaram, the source of all spiritual strength. Of course, Krishna, Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Sarva Karana Karanam. But he manifests that through Balaram. Balaram comes as Lord Nityananda, and Balaram infuses the gurus of Krishna consciousness. The guru means heavy or strong, and the opposite is laghu or light, which means flaky. Flaky means can be blown here and there. But guru means heavy, cannot be moved, heavy with knowledge, heavy with motivation and conviction. So Balaram, especially in the guru principle, you may wonder, what is this? Is he just some ordinary guy? He eats like me and sleeps like me and passes stool like me and gets sick like me. What is this? What's so special about the guru? But the specialty of the guru is hinted at, or we can find a clue in this verse, which we just read, this Kritavankila Karmani Saharamena Keshava Atimartyani Bhagavan Gurha Kapatamanushaha. So in this verse we find Atimartyani, who is Krishna and Balaram, are beyond the platform of death. They are the Supreme Lord, although they may not be recognized as such. So similarly, Krishna elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, we find Krishna stating that Acharyam mang vijani yan navamanyeta karhi chit na martya buddhya suyeta sarvadeva mayo guru. Krishna says, one should know the Acharya to be a manifestation of myself. One should know very well, never disrespect him in any time, place, or circumstance. One should know him Namartya Buddhya. One should not think of the Guru as a deathable. What's the word? Subject to death. I don't think there's any single word in English. Mortal. That's it. Very good. Thank you very much. One shouldn't think of him as a mortal being. Namartya Buddhya. So here in this verse also, Atimartyena. There. Beyond the platform of death. Namartya Buddha Suyeta, one should not be envious of him, knowing him to be the representative of all the demigods and saintly persons. So Krishna invests strength in the guru who represents Krishna. Yeah. All Vaishnavas are supposed to be gurus. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare deke tare koha Krishna upadesh. Amaragyai guru hoyatara idesh. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, following the example of Nityananda, who is the first preacher, Haridasa Nityananda. Shuna shuna Nityananda shuna Haridasa Shabatra amaragya karaha prakash. Prati ghare ghare giya kara e bhikha. Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world to teach others Krishna consciousness, and he told all his followers to preach Krishna consciousness. First of all, Nityananda and Haridas. He told them, you go door to door and make known to everyone my order, which is to worship Krishna, chant the name of Krishna, and learn about Krishna. So Nityananda especially was preaching, while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retired, took early retirement to live in Puri, to relish the ecstasy of the feelings of Radharani for Krishna. Nityananda was his non-different form. Balaram Nityananda was preaching in Bengal on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. So all Vaishnavas are supposed to be preachers, all are supposed to be gurus. One can take on this very difficult task if one is imbued with the strength of Balaram Nityananda. So on this day, individually and as a movement, we can pray to Lord Balaram for strength to ourselves, come out from Maya, which is very difficult to do. If we're actually honest and sincere in our efforts to become Krishna consciousness, unless we're already on the very high platform, we can all recognize how Maya is very, very strong. In fact, if we don't recognize that, we're in a lot of trouble. If we don't recognize how much Maya is pressing on us. But at the same time, we can have faith that if we take shelter of Krishna via the parampara system, we can be delivered from this Maya. And we reach up to Krishna to get connected to the current. We get connected by, we go through Guru, through all the parampara up to Krishna, and the strength comes down from Krishna, the energy comes down, and we can have strength not only to overcome Maya ourselves, but to push others to overcome Maya, to spread this Krishna consciousness very, very widely. So this movement is meant to be infused with the strength of Krishna Balaram. Certainly Srila Prabhupada, he was a very strong personality with spiritual strength. He spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So let us, on this appearance day of Lord Balaram, pray that the strength, the energy, the transformatory energy of the Krishna conscious movement may again manifest itself very powerfully in the Western world, so that again millions of books are being distributed, so many people are taking up Krishna conscious with strength, that means with conviction. We shouldn't be afraid to present the message of Krishna consciousness as it is. We need not hide in various ways behind various pretending to be something that we're not. And let people know Krishna consciousness is required. We can present it as yoga or this. I mean, there are already so many millions of people talking about yoga. Let them know bhakti yoga means the eternal relationship between the soul and God. This is not some cheating yoga, where people just come to make themselves feel good, cheating them, happy to cheat themselves that they're being spiritual. We should let people know. Yoga means the first thing in yoga. What is that? Ashtanga yoga. Yama, niyama, pranayama, asana, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. I left one out. What was that? I only said seven of them. Pratyahara. Pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, samadhi. So the first thing is yama, which means giving up all sinful activities. Basically, that's giving up all. So there's just a fast, this yoga where you come and you do a few stretches, and you might sit and do some concocted form of meditation and imagine that you're spiritual. Real yoga means to know our connection with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Real yoga means knowing that we are not the body, that we are eternal living beings. So to present this definitely requires the strength of our own conviction, first of all. First of all, we have to be convinced of this. And we have to be convinced that not by our own strength, but by the strength of Krishna Balaram, we can infuse that to others also. Of course, the best way to do that is to hold public sankirtan, distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. But we should also be prepared to speak to people and tell them this philosophy, as Srila Prabhupada did. So let us pray today to Balaram. Give us strength. Nayam atma balanayena hina. We cannot attain the spiritual position without strength. That strength comes from Balaram. Hare Krishna. Any question about this, please?
Thank you, Maharaj, for enlightening us about the Balaram. I never heard first time I'm hearing. This temple, Krishna Balaram is the, we only have, I don't see outside ISKCON.
Don't say outside ISKCON Krishna Balaram temples.
Yeah, are there any temples?
There aren't that many Gaur-Nitai temples also. This was a unique contribution of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, I established the Krishna Balaram temple because there's no other in Vrindavan.
Not the first one.
First one, and he's probably still the only one there. Because after attempting to get land or temples in different places in Vrindavan, eventually Srila Prabhupada was given land in Ramanreti. And this is particularly a place. There are different places of Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan and throughout Vrajamandal, as you know. For instance, there are several rasa mandalis or rasa stalis, places where Krishna performed ras lila. But Ramanreti is particularly a place of the cowherd boys where they perform pastimes. So for that reason also Srila Prabhupada, different reasons. In his book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada said that we have established a Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan to demonstrate to the world that Gaur-Nitai are non-different from Krishna Balaram. And then on another occasion, he said, I'm establishing this temple because there is none other in Vrindavan. There are so many Radha Krishna temples, no Krishna Balaram temple. And then he also said, because this is Ramanreti, this is the suitable place to establish Krishna Balaram. And Radha Shamasundar there at the side. Actually, the devotees there, they visibly give more importance to Radha Shamasunda. But I don't think they should do so. Because Prabhupada, he called it the Krishna Balaram temple and put Krishna Balaram in the center. So, as a service to Srila Prabhupada, we should not de-emphasize Krishna Balaram, which actually happens by giving more garlands and everything to Radha Shamasundar. Of course, that may be a very contentious point, but that's what I feel. This is Prabhupada's temple. We should worship the deities there in the mood that Srila Prabhupada established.
What is the best way to pray to Lord Balaram for strength?
What is the best way to pray to Lord Balaram for strength? Well, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada says that we can make up our own prayers, but it's best to pray following the compositions of the previous acharyas. We don't have that many known prayers to Balaram. This morning I sung the Dashavatar Stotram, which glorifies Lord Balaram. We don't have so many prayers. The best prayer of all is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. As I discussed this morning also, Rama in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be understood also as Balaram. So we can pray by chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. We pray to Lord Nityananda. Ha ha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi, Kripa Bala Kana Karo Ami Baro Dukhi. For instance, one of the several songs addressed to Lord Nityananda, Narottam Das prays, ha ha, calling out in a mood of somewhat distress, Lord Nityananda, you are always very blissful. Your very name means that. So please make me happy. Give me your merciful glance so that I, who am always unhappy, may become happy. So, Hare Krishna. We'll finish that
one. I have one more.
Yeah.
Maharaj, I'm very, very happy to see that in Andhra Pradesh, now it's Telangana area, how you are promoting the go-to villages and preaching.
Oh, you're from there, is it? Where are you from?
I'm from Hyderabad.
You're from Hyderabad City.
For the inauguration of that Vishnu Swami's Padayatra on the Golok Ghat.
Oh, I see, you are there.
And I support that program.
Oh, you're the one who supports that. He's temporarily closed it down for some reason. He's helping with the farm, but he told me last time I saw him, which was just before, not so long ago, not more than 2 or 3 months ago, that he wants to start it again as soon as possible. Oh, that's very nice. You're the one.
I just want to know.
You're the one who's promoting. Yeah, he's done very good work in traveling to the villages throughout the year. It's extremely hot in the summer there, and in the winter it gets cold at night also. So he's done very good work by going village to village. He told me he's covered so many villages.
Yeah, many villages. Along Telangana he covered it.
And he's done very, very good preaching there. Yeah, we need more devotees to preach everywhere. It's really tough in the Western world preaching to the Western people. It seems to be. Although that if you preach, there's good interest, but to bring them in seems to be quite difficult. One reason might be when they see so many Indians. Realistically speaking, they feel culturally animated or left out or something like that. It can be done, but again, we have to open. If we start to bring, then they'll come. But India is just, the opportunity is there. It's not that everyone's just rushing at us and saying, Hari Bol, I want to surrender to Krishna. It is hard work also, and there's so much. As Prabhupada states here in this purport we read, that creating bogus incarnations of God is very common, especially in India. So it's not that there's no Maya, but it is a very good opportunity now, everywhere, for spreading Krishna consciousness in India. at least everywhere I've been, which I've traveled widely throughout India. So yeah, the villages, ISKCON isn't touching the villages much.
I'm very, very happy that you're going to be encouraging the your disciples to penetrate the villages.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
In Tamil Nadu and Gujarat also. There's nice, very good preaching. We're in one tribal area in Gujarat also. We're also preaching there and having good response. If you have any wealthy Gujaratis here, they're asking for a vehicle for book distribution in the tribal area. 8 lakhs. How much is that? $12,000? A bit more than that. How much is 8 lakhs, Indian rupees?
8 lakhs. Multiply by 2, Maharaj.
16,000.
Oh, really?
8 lakhs, right?
Oh, that's Canadian. Canadian dollars.
$2,000 is equal to 1 lakh rupees.
Canadian dollars. It's quite less than the American dollar.
Yes.
At one point, it almost came to parity. Then it dropped down again. About 12,000 US.
Yeah.
Okay. They're asking if I can help them with a vehicle for book distribution. But I'm just asking how many men will they, how often will they use it, and this and that. If you want, you can organize a collection among the Gujaratis for tribal preaching. Save them from all becoming Christians. They become very nice devotees, very good devotees, tribal people, very nishtavan. If you want, you organize, you can do that. Rajpipla district. Nay, Rajpipla is where that's also a tribal area where we have our farm. But the whole group of tribal people, what happened, two or three of them were studying in Baroda and they became devotees. Then they went back to their village and it's just expanding. It's in the Tapi district. You may not even know. That's on the border with Maharashtra. Southeast Gujarat. It's not even a Gujarati speaking area. They speak their own tribal language. It's like a mixture of Marathi and this and that. Okay, so we'll see you in the villages of Telangana, is it?
Yes, Maharaj, with your mercy, yeah. If I'm not, at least I'll encourage any disciples going there, Maharaj.
Let me put it that. White elephants are always good for preaching in India. Still it's very good. White Western devotees. It's still a, because Indian is crazy about following the West. So it's still good to have Westerners. And if they speak the local language, it has a very big effect. I have disciples from the West preaching in Hindi, Tamil. I'm still trying to get someone in Telugu. Yeah, we'll finish there.
Thank you very much, Maharaj.